We are back in full effect with episode 33 with the expert mentor, Mr. Russell Whitney. Welcome to the Fuel Your Hustle radio show. My name is Luke Sissonbath, and I'll be inviting power guests to have power talks that will be sure to elevate your game. Whether you're already in business, looking to start one, or just need some inspiration, my guests and I will help you fuel your mind, fuel your hustle, and ultimately, fuel your life. Hey, welcome back, guys. We got a new name and a new brand, a new website, and we also have a new guest today. So everything's going to be the same, everything besides the name of the brand, but it's all going to be the same in regards to the theme. Everything's going to be related to fueling your hustle, your life, your business, and trying to get you to that next level. And that's why I invited a gentleman by the name of Russell Whitney to our show. I've been following Russell for this past few months, and man, he's got a lot of accolades. He's shared the stage with Tony Robbins, George Foreman, Robert Kiyosaki, Dean Graziosi, and Kevin Harrington. And I believe he is doing some, you're writing a book with Kevin Harrington at this point, and you've worked with Tony Robbins and Robert Kiyosaki and Dean Graziosi. So welcome to the show, man. Really appreciate you appreciate you being on this show to drop some knowledge, and I'm excited to pick your brain on how you build businesses into multi-million dollar businesses.
Perfect. I appreciate it, Luke, and I'm excited to be here with your audience, and any type of information that I can give to help out another individual get to the next level in their life personally, financially, spiritually. That's what I really love to do. And yes, you're spot on with the intro. I've worked with some of the biggest names out there, from Kevin Harrington, Robert Kiyosaki, Anthony Robbins, and others. When I was 24 years old, I actually spoke on stage after Anthony and before George Foreman to 10 and 15,000 people as the youngest motivational speaker at that point in time. So that was a lot of fun.
that's amazing. That's wild. 24 years old. And you're speaking alongside George Foreman and Tony Robbins. Now, with a bit about your background, so you've done some work with Tony, George, and Robert Kiyosaki. So they were, let's go back to Robert Kiyosaki. Now he was really big into the Rich Dad Poor Dad brand, and he was selling a lot of his products offline, because I've been to a couple of his seminars, and I did not know that you and your family were the brains behind all of that.
Yeah. So if you've been to a Robert Kiyosaki event, Robert personally never really put on any events. We ended up discovering actually Robert Kiyosaki back in 2003, 2004. That's when I was speaking on stage with Anthony Robbins and George Foreman, and Robert Kiyosaki was there. And our company, we're a publicly traded company. We did over $250 million a year. We had 7 different brands going on at that time. And Robert was just a good fit. We already had all the real estate education and training in place, and we already had all the stock training. And as you know, with Robert, he's very much about being an entrepreneur and also being an investor. So at that time, Robert only had a book, which was his Rich Dad, Poor Dad book. And then he also had his Gain Cash Flow Generator. And a lot of people don't know that Cash Flow Generator was actually the game and really what he started with, until he met a lady by the name of Sharon Lecter, who said, if you want to get this game to sell like Monopoly, you got to create a book and create your positioning and brand awareness. So she wrote the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. From there, we ended up, he was actually struggling in his information marketing business. We went in, we ended up acquiring all of his namesake of his brand, signed him onto the company. And within the first year of running his brand, we went to almost $100 million in revenue with that brand. So if you go, if wow. You've been to a Rich Dad event from 2004 until even right now, all of the presentations, the training, the education, front end, back end, was all created by my family and our company.
Wow, that's amazing. And you started off with the cash flow generator game.
So yeah, cash flow, I think it was, cash flow quadrant is quadrant. What I believe it was. I think, yeah, cash flow or cash flow generator, cash flow quadrant, whatever the name of the game was off the top of my head. It's a board game that teaches you about assets and liabilities. It's actually a really interesting board game to play. That was what his real passion was, is to get the board game out there. And then it kind of evolved over time.
Cool. And is this the same type of formula that you guys used for Tony Robbins and George Foreman, or?
Yeah. So we didn't really build Tony Robbins' brand. Tony Robbins endorsed my father's first book. And I got to share the stage with Tony a few times. So that was a cool part. George Foreman, what we did with George is we actually did a cleaning product with him years ago, the Foreman Cleaner. So Kevin Harrington, myself, my father, and George Foreman all did George Foreman's cleaning product. And George would speak on stage just kind of as a motivation keynote speaker. He really didn't have the brand of a how to make money brand. Super nice guy, very sweet. His kids are awesome, amazing. I still keep in contact with one of the oldest ones, George, but they're pretty much all named George.
Cool. So you guys have different levels of creating a brand or helping a client out. So you have George Foreman and doing other things, as well as Robert Kiyosaki doing a full blown type of brand rebuild, right, and creating info products and selling it that way. Okay.
Correct. So, I mean, like Dean Graziosi is another one. So a lot of people know who Dean is, black hair, glasses. He had a book years ago, Profit in Real Estate, I think it is Profit in Real Estate Right Now. And we signed his brand as well and helped him build out his initial processes of seminars. So same thing you see with his home study course, his infomercial that was created for seminars, myself and my father created those pieces. And he did very well with that company. I don't think his brand is out doing seminars anymore. They're doing a lot of online stuff. So what we do basically is anybody that has an information product, it could be how to make money in internet stock, real estate, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethercoin, doesn't matter. How to products, really intellectual property, is where we thrive and we get to bring somebody to the next level and stage of their business. So there's really, four different P's is what I call it. It's called, position. So positioning yourself as a key person of influence into your market. So your KPI, you have to position yourself as a brand. Positioning, and then packaging. So how do you package your products properly and create multiple back-end products? Most of these guys, InfoWorld dies because they have one product, one good, and one service. They're a one-trick pony. And what I have found is a buyer is a buyer is a buyer. If they buy from you two times, chances are they're going to buy from you another three or four times. But if you don't have the product to offer them, then it's not going to end up happening. And you make most of your money after the person buys a second time. You don't make your money on the first buy. So how do you package properly? And then promoting. So how do you promote properly online, offline? So online, obviously, internet, offline being direct mail, TV, radio. And then the third is partner. How do you partner if you're not an expert and you know somebody that's an expert? You could partner up with them and promote their product and brand, or bring it to somebody like myself who's an expert. And we create a partnership. Also partnering, as you know, a lot of people do partnering in webinars and joint ventures together. I've partnered a lot in business. So those are about the four main areas that I like to focus on when I'm working with somebody and what most people are missing. So that's positioning, package, promote, and partner.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's four great pillars. And so tell me a little bit about positioning. So let's say you got somebody that is doing the numbers, behind the scenes, but not necessarily behind the scenes, but is not very well known, like a Tony Robbins is or a Kevin Harrington is.
Okay.
How would these guys position themselves? How would you do this for them? How would you take them and position themselves as an expert to blow up like a Kiyosaki or a Tony Robbins?
Okay. So hypothetically, we take any person out there. We'll just go with a guy by the name of John, whoever it is. So John, let's say he's been investing in real estate for 4 or 5 years. He's done, I don't know, 800 flips. Actually, I'll give you a perfect study. It's a guy, Nick Vertucci, who I worked with. He's in the real estate seminar space now, and I helped him get into the real estate seminar space. Nobody really knows who he was. He didn't have a best-selling book, but he did over 800 deals. So what we did is we positioned him as the person that's done over 800 flips in less than a 2-year period. And we are able to position a couple different ways. One is creating a book. That's one of the best ways that you can position yourself as an authority figure. A lot of people think because they have a book that they're automatically create credibility. I mean, that's the perception of most people. So I would start with creating a book. Two is creating awareness online and both offline. So doing online joint ventures and getting somebody to endorse you. So for example, you saw me on a Cardone interview. That was part of being positioned properly as an authority figure. Me doing that interview next to Grant Cardone creates me as a key person of influence and positions me as an authority figure. So in today, in the market space, we can do a lot through the internet and do a lot of joint venture relationships. The more that you get known and the more that people see you, the more attention. So you want to command attention these days, whether that's online or offline. However, as you see, the strongest audience is going through an online funnel and online marketing process. So positioning these days is not as much as on TV. If you can afford to do a TV infomercial, that also builds instant credibility. People think that just because you're on TV, you're positioned as an authority figure. So I would say if I was working with somebody brand new, the first thing I would do is create a book for them, get a book going with their knowledge and start doing a free offer for the book, just pay shipping and handling. Mm-hmm. Then from there, I'd create partnerships with other guys that are in a similar niche and market. If it's the real estate market, I'm going to partner with a bunch of the real estate gurus, online gurus that are out there, and start doing webinars so I can create and build my lead flow. And that's really the positioning area. Or partner with somebody like myself, partner with somebody like a Cardone or a Kiyosaki that can also give you the blessing of this is the guy you want to go to and talk to be successful in business.
Right. And the benefit of working with you is the massive network that you have of these high level entrepreneurs that can...
Right. So I created a big network over the years of being in business. I know tons of the top entrepreneurs in the info space. I've worked with most of them. And if I haven't worked with them, they're probably modeled off of what we created many years ago. So we've been, you know, everybody's seeing this day of Ty Lopez and others that are out there. And Ty Lopez is great. He's doing a very strong job online. Grant is doing great. We were doing this back in the 90s. We just did it through TV because we didn't have the social media outlet as much. So a lot of these guys have actually modeled after what we, meaning myself and family, had created. That's the process of a small front-end ticket product. And then you go through phone sales processes. So a lot of the guys that do it online either do it with a webinar, buy this product for $49 or $9.95, and then from there your lead goes to a back-end sales floor. And the sales floor is going to sell you products that go anywhere from $2,000 to $50,000 or more. So I have basically the plug-and-play system for a lot of these info gurus that are out there. And like I said before, one of their biggest roadblocks is they have one product and that's it. What we end up doing is we dissect everything they have and we create multiple products and multiple backends. And it's not just a deliverable of a digital course. It could be a live event. It could be mentoring. It could be coaching. There's many areas that we can go with it.
So there's different levels, right? And that goes to the second P, which is packaging.
Yep.
Right. So if let's say for Nick, right? The 800 deal.
Right. 800 flips. Yep.
800 flips. So with him what would you do with packaging? I'm assuming it's, you know, that front end, and then you bring them to the free webinar or seminar, and you'd be upgrading them to like a 997, and then so on and so forth, and high level coaching. Is that how that works?
So somebody like Nick is going to take I'll take Nick as a perfect example. He didn't really have a lot of awareness around him. So we had to create the awareness. The way that we created the awareness was through TV, radio, and direct mail. We packaged his products, meaning he has multiple products that he goes through. So the first one is come to a free event. At the free event, it's a 90-minute session. During this 90-minute session, what ends up happening is they're going to sell you into, let's say, a three-day training for $997 or $1,500 or $497. Then at the three-day training, what we do is we break out and create packaging properly to where we can deliver products that go from $2,000 to $60,000. And these packages include boot camps, which are live events that they fly to in either LA or Indiana, wherever there's a hot real estate market. And it's a 4-day boot camp or a 3-day boot camp. But during that boot camp, they're going to teach you the ins and outs of real estate investing. They're going to show you walking through properties. They get big buses. They go out in the field. They look at properties. They inspect them. They break them down. They see what the repair costs would be. And then we create separate teams in these boot camps, where they actually have to go through a deal and try to see who can get the best deal. So it kind of makes it a very interactive process as well. And these trainings go anywhere from 10 to 12 hours. Now, to go to one of these boot camps, it's about $25,000, because we know the success rate is strong. Then the next piece that I would create is phone coaching. So a lot of people, it's like, great, you go to an event, you get pumped up, you're excited, you're ready to go home and implement it. But the problem is after the event, you got home, you forget where to begin. So that's why we create coaching programs that are done over the phone or Skype or Zoom calls, where we take you through a comprehensive step-by-step coaching program for 30-minute sessions to hour sessions, depending on the person, depending on what package they buy. And those 30-minute and hour sessions would be once or twice a week, and we take you from A to Z on how to do a real estate deal over the phone. Now, the next one is people like mentoring, where we fly a mentor out to your house, wherever you live, and we sit with you one-on-one for 3 days in your market, get your entire real estate business set up, A to Z, getting your power team in place, who you're going to work with, who's going to be your broker, who's going to be your agent, and by the time that mentor leaves, you either A, have a property under contract ready to close, or you could have closed on a property depending on if it's a cash deal.
Cool. Yeah. So, wow, you just laid out some crazy information there. Very full transparency. I love that. Thanks for that, Russell.
Yeah, so no problem.
I think you even touched on the promoting there. I was going to get into the promoting side of things, but you kind of already touched on that with the TV and the Facebook ads and the partnering. So the promoting and the partnering kind of go hand in hand with each other.
Yeah, they do. Well, promoting these days, one of the things that people got to be aware of is promoting and how do you promote properly in an online market. Now, the thing is, most people don't know is Facebook is actually very tricky when it comes to promoting. And they have a lot of regulations. They have a lot of rules. Like, you can't say financial freedom. You can't say made millions or this could make you millions. So you have to learn how to market properly, say how somebody can make millions without saying you're going to make millions of dollars, if that makes any sense. So it's got to be more along the lines of, John Smith went to an event. At this event, he learned how to invest into real estate. Since he's invested in real estate, he was able to quit his job and live the dream that he always wanted to live and achieve his financial success. How would you like to do the same thing? Because if your marketing message is going to, hey, this is John who went to a real estate training. At this real estate training, he learned how he could flip properties in less than 1 year, made over $1 million. Facebook's going to shut you down just like that. So you have to be very careful with your marketing message and learn how to promote effectively and properly. Radio works very well, except you have to have a lot of money. So what people don't understand is when a seminar company or an info product, people promote it. When they do that first initial blast online or offline, meaning TV, mail, radio, they lose money. A lot of times they take a loss. Even if they're selling a product for $1,000 or $2,000, the money that it costs to do a great advertising, like for example, I right now spend on average weekly $100,000 to $200,000 a month. I take a loss every time I do and spend the money up front on the first initial sale. And like I said, that's why you got to have packages, is having the back end piece where you have 3, 4, 5 sales. That's where you make up your money. So promoting these days, TV has kind of gone away. TV is a great way to promote products, goods and services back in probably 4 or 5 years ago. Now it's all gone through the internet. So you can do the same thing for the internet and actually get a cheaper cost per lead with Facebook. It depends. And the other thing people got to know about promoting too is, who is your target audience? Who is your target demographic? And what age should they be on the product that you're selling? So a lot of people want to go after the millennials, but the problem with the millennials is millennials got $400 or $500 or $1,000 max they can spend. They can't spend $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. So a lot of info product guys don't understand that, okay, I'm creating awareness online, but I'm marketing to the wrong demographic. And that's where they take a huge loss. So one of the big things that I teach people in promoting is, who is your customer avatar, your market, and who has the most amount available money they can actually truly invest with you to get great results? Because let's face it, I mean, most people that buy a $497 product, I mean, it's less than probably 5% that actually will do something with $497, meaning can take a product, read it, comprehend it, and implement it. A lot of people need hand-holding. A lot of people need one-on-one. So we want to teach you how to promote to the right clientele that can afford your services so you stay in business long-term. And then partnering is kind of like what we talked about, Luke, before the call, is we could partner a few different ways. For example, is if you had a product, Luke, I could partner you with a lot of other guys that were in the coaching industry and have you jump on webinars with them to partner together and sell back and forth to each other's lists, right? So if you got a list of 100,000 names, I got a list of 100,000 names, we could partner together. I promote you, you promote me, we make money together. That's a partnership and a joint venture. The other way to partner is, let's say I have a product, good or service that you don't have, and you want to refer somebody to me to get a product. Well, if you refer somebody to me, I have no problem paying you a referral fee. The other way to do it is let's say, for example, you have Mr. A football player that you're working with. I don't know, whoever it is, Javon Kearse, great friend of mine. Let's say Javon Kearse wants to create a product on mindset and motivation, but I don't know him, you do. You bring him to me, I build out his entire platform, I get him up and running as the partner, take a percentage of the business while you get a percentage at the same time for creating that relationship. Mm,
that's a sweet deal.
Yes, for sure. And I've had people, one of the guys that actually ends up bringing me a lot of deals, his name is Mark. And what he does is he just scours the internet and literally finds everybody in the how-to business. I mean, this guy's got plenty of time on his hands between the other work that he does. And when he's out working on events, he's actually looking for products. He's looking for all how to make money products. He's brought me some really, really nice ones that I've been able to work with and help them generate millions and millions of dollars. And for that, he's made a great percentage in cut off of it. I mean, he's put thousands of dollars. I mean, I'm not talking about a few thousand. I'm talking about 30, 40, 50,000 just for a referral.
Wow. Okay. So you look for clients that that you can build with that are in the how to, mostly the how to make money in a certain area. Is that what it is?
I mean, it's not just that. I mean, a lot of it has to do with how to and how to make money in a certain market and niche, but it's also mindset and motivation. So okay. A lot of people need that. The problem is most people do not find mindset and motivation until after they've tried to fix the greed factor. So the problem with our society is everybody goes after money. If I get money, I'll be okay. If I just make an extra $1,000 a week, you know, I'll live a great life. My life will be happy. My wife will be happy. My kids will be happy. I can take a vacation. I can afford my bills. Then they start making that extra $1,000. They're saying, okay, I'm still not happy and satisfied. So they think making more money is going to do it. The problem is they don't know what's going on between the ears. They don't know what's going on in their mindset to be happy. And I wouldn't say comfortable and complacent with what they have, because I think complacency is the killer of everybody. I'm a huge firm believer in what Grant says is you can't be complacent. Middle class is kind of holds us down. So how do you still create drive, but also have that happiness within? I mean, we're all human beings. We've gone through things in the past in our lives. I mean, me personally, I've gone through a lot of crap in my past lives of where I was at. I mean, not too long ago, I remember I was flat broke, dead. I was bankrupt spiritually, emotionally, financially, every area of my life. I mean, it got down to the depths, and I don't think I explained this on the Grant Show, but it got down to where I was actually almost on the, I was living on the streets. I was panhandling to get money at one point in time. In less than a 4-year period, I've made millions and millions of dollars and brought myself back to the top. But the only way that I was able to do that is I had to get myself right in the brain. Like, I knew all the ways to make money. That stuff was perfectly fine for me. The problem that I didn't understand is how do I sit with myself, Russell Whitney, at the end of the day, emotionally? How do I feel about myself on the inside? So I love motivation products on mindset. I love motivation products on creating an equal balance. You know, each person in their life has to have, I believe, a higher power, whatever you want to call your higher power, if that's God or Yahweh, Jehovah, Muhammad, doesn't matter to me. But I do believe that there's a higher spiritual being that's out there that a lot of people are missing, and that's why they go through the internal turmoil. Mm-hmm. And if you have turmoil in your life, how can you really perform and focus in other areas? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. No, it makes total sense. I mean, I've had a lot of bad times in my life as well, and having that spiritual component missing at that point, I realized this later on in life as well, right?
Right.
Until I started getting better. Then I look back and it's like, yeah, that spiritual element was gone. And, you know, it wasn't necessarily a particular God, but it was a spiritual element that,
right,
that wasn't aligning me with what I was doing. And right, that's why things were going crazy.
100%. I agree with that. And like I said, everybody has their own higher power. I don't push God on anybody. I just say whatever your spiritual side, I mean, it could be the water, it could be the air. I don't really care. But you have to have some type of knowing of a higher being out there that is helping us through a day-to-day. At least that's what helped me get from being broke, being bankrupt, as I said, again, emotionally, spiritually, financially, every area of my life. I went through a downturn in my life. And I mean, if this message helps somebody on the call, again, I'm very transparent what I do. I had an addiction issue. I was addicted to pills, crack cocaine, lost everything in my life, and went down to the bottom of the barrel. I mean, most people, when I do my presentation from stage and I talk about my story, suicide was in my story, tried to commit suicide. I tried to do a lot of things to just end myself. And eventually I just kind of had call it a spiritual awakening or a conscious contact at one point where I knew I could do better for myself. And it's actually my drug dealer at that point in time said, Russell, why the hell are you doing this in your life? You've had so much success. You're not like these people. You need to get your shit straight together. And he helped me get to where, see and open my mind like, wow, I am wasting my life. I am doing stupid stuff. I don't need this in my life to hold me down. And I also have found a lot of successful people are addicts. That's a crazy thing too. Mm-hmm. I mean, Grant talks about it. If you know him being an addict, and most of the people I know that are very successful. So the other thing is, how do you turn your passion? How do you turn your addiction into what you're doing and make that your focus and build out your goals and dreams? So each person out there has the potential to make money, has the potential to become successful, as long as they're getting the right coaching. You know, that's really where I failed at too, is I didn't have a lot of great coaching tools around me that I should have used when in my younger years, if that makes any sense. So a lot of guys are listening to their friends or they're listening to their parents. You know, yes, I had parents. Yes, they were great. But a lot of times as a kid, I wanted to rebel against them and do my own thing and not necessarily listen. I had to end up finding somebody outside of myself to listen to and get the coaching and guidance I needed. And I believe in finding perfected coaches, perfected mentors, if you want great success. And a perfect point as a kid that I worked with, and actually it's on all four of these, position, package, promote. This kid is 22 years old. 2 years ago, I met him. I mentored him for the past 2 years. From January until right now, he's done over $3 million online. He's building out his own products. He's positioned himself. He's packaged. He's promoting. And we're also partnered too together. So anybody out there, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're 22, I got another guy that's in his 50s that I helped become successful. Other guy that's 78 years old that helped become successful. Different people in walks of life, ages, all around the world. The biggest thing is finding proven coaches, mentors, and systems.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing! An amazing story, man. Like I really appreciate you sharing that with us. Because I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are, you know, going through things and, you know, maybe not as bad as what you were going through, but then them seeing that your story was really traumatic and seeing within a 4 year period, picking yourself up and, you know, building a multi-million dollar business. And I think that could inspire a lot of people because, You know that saying when people say, you know, I see it in the memes all the time on Instagram. It's like, you know, if we're living, like I'm in Canada, like you were saying, unfortunately, you live in Canada because it's so cold. we're complaining about the cold all the time, but then there's other parts of the world that look at us as living as kings and queens.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
And you know, you went through one of the, you know, I find that, you know, stories like that are very. Very, very interesting because you're like at the bottom of the bottom, right? And right. To build up within 4 years, I feel like that's very inspiring. And I hopefully some of you guys can take that from Russell's story and, you know, see that there is a way to get there, you know?
For sure. 100%. The biggest thing I would say on that is you don't have to hit rock bottom to become successful. You know, the elevator is going down. You can choose to get off on any floor. It's just some people want to go to the bottom. I mean, that's what I ended up unfortunately choosing to do just because I was surrounded by the wrong people. So proximity of people who you're around, if you're around people that are putting you into that negative atmosphere and light, get them the frick out of your life and move on as fast as possible, because they're going to keep pulling you back. They're going to keep sucking you back in. And that's what happened to me. And during that 4 year period, making millions. The other thing is I helped a company go from a $500,000. I mean, listen, there's $500,000 a year they made in their businesses to this year on track to do $40 to $45 million. And I did all of that building it myself with my teams and putting everything in place that I just talked about with everybody here. You know, maybe you're not a person that necessarily has an information product or course. You can still use the same tools of what I do, of the processes and systems to become successful. And what I do to create my success is I create a power team. I create my key circle of influence is what I call my power team, people that are around me that are going to help push me to get to the next level, whether that's mentors, coaches, and teammates that work for me. Building up a pipeline. So you got to have your pipeline full of leads and then be able to convert and sell your leads. If you're doing an online business, even if you're doing an offline business, if you're doing car sales, furniture sales, it doesn't matter. You have to position yourself as that sales figure. You have to create your own packages that you want to sell to your people, promote yourself too. A lot of people just forget to promoting themselves. I think that's one of the big areas of your success. And a lot of people are afraid, well, I don't know this or I don't know that. How am I going to promote myself? You got to start somewhere. You got to start doing something if you want success. If you're not ready to start, you're not ready to get going, then you need to take a strong look at yourself in the mirror and say, what do I want to do? Do I want to work for somebody the rest of my life? If you choose to do that, then be an A performer. If not, then figure out what the niche is. Personally, I think the internet niche is definitely the way to go for people.
Okay. Interesting. And one quick question with the company that you took from 500,000 to 40 million or on track to be on 40 million. What industry was that in? What niche was it in?
Internet. So how to make money in internet affiliate marketing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
Affiliate marketing.
So affiliate marketing is a strong way. That's perfect for somebody that doesn't have a business or a product, good or service that they can sell. You can become an affiliate marketer for companies and market their product, good and service and get paid a commission. That's actually a really great way to get started. And that's how I help a lot of people become successful. As I said, listen, you don't have to have a product necessarily. Partner with somebody that does. That's the partnering aspect. Partner with somebody that does. Promote their product and get a commission.
Awesome. So, Russell, how do we get in touch with you? How do we learn more about what you do? And I know everybody's taking notes right now, but how does somebody go take a look at what you're doing and get in touch with you if they want to start working with you?
Yeah, for sure. So my Instagram is Russell W. Whitney, RussellWhitney. You can hit me on Instagram or Facebook, Russell Whitney. Also, you can email my assistant, Natasha Taylor, at russellwhitney.com. And that's NatashaTaylor at russellwhitney.com. Or go to my website, russellwhitney.com.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, we'll have that in the show notes as well. So people can just click on it and get in touch with you. So thank you very much, Russell. I know our time's up. A lot of great content. You know, you did more than what I thought you were going to do. So I really appreciate that. Again, thanks a lot for coming on the show.
Awesome. No problem, Luke. I appreciate it. Thank you. And I hope I hope to see some of you guys in the future and send me an email. Let's see if we can figure out a way to partner together and help you become successful. Coach, mentor, whatever you need, I'm here for you.
Awesome. Take care, Russell.
Thank you.
Wow, that was a great episode for our episode back from that long hiatus that we had. A lot of great content. I learned a lot just talking to Russell. And you get to see why he is the expert mentor. And you can see why he has helped, you know, the Rich Dad brand make 100 million per year and build that into that type of business at that caliber. Crazy stuff. So, you know, you guys get in touch with him. If you have some specialized knowledge and that you want to monetize off of, get in touch with Russell. He's the man and he will help you guys get there. And I'd like to also talk about the new website that we have. As you guys probably already know, Fuel Your Hustle Radio is the new name. Hustle to Greatness is gone. I mean, I love the name, but we had to change the direction. I mean, the direction's still the same, but I mean, we had to change the name just to fit with everything that I'm doing. So Fuel Your Hustle Radio is the show, and it's here to stay. And we have a new site as well, so go check out fuelyourhustle.com. And I have articles, business articles on how to, you know, network your way to a higher net worth, you know, business tips, marketing tips, sales tips, and all of that good stuff. I'm also going to have some contributors that are going to be contributing to the site as well, providing some content in their own specialty. So look out for that, fuelyourhustle.com. And also, guys, anybody out there that has some specialized knowledge that wants to monetize off of it, check out russellwhitney.com. And I'll see you guys at the top. Keep hustling.